Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Back to Austin Hill in the Morning. Questions or comments for the show? You can leave them on our show page at myfaithradio.com.
35 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I am Austin Hill. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of what we do at MyFaithRadio.com. Come on board as a financial supporter anytime. We're fully listener-supported, MyFaithRadio.com. At a time such as this in our world, in our country, in our communities, in the church, is now a time to not be theologically aware, theologically astute. Some would even call it, to state it in the positive, is now okay to be theologically dumb. I would say not. Chris Martin is the evangelical millennial. He's written eloquently about this, as always, and we love Chris Martin and his writing. He's going to run through some of the specifics of what he's getting at here. But first, I have to chide him because, and I think, actually, this could be a morning of technological breakthrough because if you follow Chris Martin on Twitter, if you've ever seen him on Facebook, he has all these super cool photos, and we just love him and the photos, of him posing next to a big microphone with big studio speakers in the room. And so we asked him, respectfully, of course, we said, Chris, maybe you could deploy those super cool microphones to get better quality audio connectivity with our studio. And so today, as I understand it, I'm really a Gen Xer. I don't understand these things like Chris Martin, the millennial, does, but we have a microphone plugged into a mobile phone with a certain app on the mobile phone that sends the signal up to satellite Transtar 41, you know, millions of miles up in space, and then beams the audio back down to here, and it's supposed to sound really great. And so, Chris, why don't you start by saying good morning, and we'll see how it goes.
Good morning, Austin. Is this thing on?
Can we have Aaron, do we have a round of applause for Chris Martin? I think the microphone sounds much, much better. Thank you for that, Chris Martin. Listen, I love jabbing at you because, you know, you millennials, you're supposed to know all this tech stuff better than us Gen Xers. Isn't that right, Chris Martin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. If we have one job in this world, that is what we are here for.
Absolutely. You're here in America. You're here on this planet at such a time as this to embarrass your baby boomer parents and us Gen Xers in the middle here for our lack of understanding of technology. And we love you and we appreciate that about you, Chris Martin.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm here to help you set up your iPhone. That's what I'm here for.
Very good. Okay. Well, listen, on a more serious note here, we're having some fun here, and we love Chris because he can have fun, but you've written very seriously. You're calling out to your generation, I believe, Chris Martin, but as I read what you wrote, which is on our website at myfaithradio.com, loving God with all your mind, as I read what you wrote, this is an admonition that should be taken seriously by the Gen Xers, by the baby boomers, really by every generation that's alive and well today. But why did you write this? Why did you choose to point out how some of us are just theologically unaware?
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of young friends that are my age or even a little bit younger or even just a little bit older that kind of qualify as millennials. And one of the most dominating trends, I guess, I've seen among young millennials or among young Christians is that we tend to love God really well and we feel God's love really well. But a lot of us have a hard time engaging in deep theological study, deep biblical study, because it's hard. It seems dry. It seems cold. And I think it's really hard for us to get engaged because in theological study or in deep biblical study, sometimes it's, you lose the feeling love of God. You lose this, you know, this easy to obtain love of God that we can feel. And so I think young people in my experience have had a really hard time engaging in theological just thinking because it feels that it makes them feel distant from God. It makes God feel more transcendent and big and less imminent and close, if that makes sense.
I think it does. Chris Martin, you write in this this latest entry here, you write, in my experience, millennial evangelicals care far more about loving God with their hearts than they do loving God with their minds. As a result, the God that they love is nothing more than a construction of who they want God to be. When you love God with your heart but not your mind, you end up loving the God of your imagination, not the God of the universe. Wow. Tell us more about that. Where are you going with that?
Yeah, I mean, here's the basic premise of the post. It was 3 points. One, you can't love what you don't understand. Two, you can't obey what you don't understand. And three, you can't share what you don't understand. So just imagine your relationship with your family members or other loved ones, close friends, is radically different than someone you just meet walking down the street. Now, some would say, well, that's wrong. You should love everyone equally. And I understand that sentiment, you know, love everyone as you have been loved. I get that. But it's natural that you love people you know better. You love people that you know better more. And so I think one of the ways that we can best love God is to know him more. If we don't know God, it's kind of hard for us to love him, just like it would be hard for my spouse, my wife, to love me if she didn't know me as well as she does. I joked in the post, I'm colorblind, and I'm fashion challenged sometimes. And I said, if my wife didn't know I'm colorblind, she'd have a lot harder time loving me despite my fashion choices. But she knows I'm colorblind, so she can appreciate that. So the general idea that I was saying is if it's about time millennials start loving the God who created them more than loving the God they create.
Chris Martin is the Millennial Evangelical. He's on our guest line here on Faith Radio. You can find his piece here about loving God with all of your mind on our network website at myfaithradio.com. Chris, as you're talking here, the philosopher in me observes that there is, and I don't want to get too complicated here, but there is kind of a very important metaphysical reality that you're getting at here, and that is to say that reality exists outside of my mind. God is God. Whether I exist or not, God is God, and God is not just a figment of my imagination. God is not defined by whatever attributes I want to think he possesses. God is God. I exist apart from you. You can think whatever you want to about Austin Hill, but I am who I am apart from you. And I can think whatever I want to about you. But Chris Martin is comprised of a whole bunch of things, a bunch of attributes and more, whether I acknowledge him or not. I mean, you're getting at a very profound philosophical truth here. And it's completely counter, I believe, to what your generation has been taught. Your generation has been taught, hey, pick up the sonnet from Shakespeare in English class and tell us what Shakespeare means for you. Or, you know, read history and read into it whatever you want. We don't get to original meaning and objective truth. It's all about me and what I think and what I feel. It seems to me you're addressing a problem wherein we take this mindset that we've been taught, and we really do think it's all about me. It's all in my head, and I will fashion a God in my mind however I want to fashion him and assume that's true. You're calling out to your generation and saying, no, God is objectively true, and he is what he is. We need to recognize him apart from ourselves. Does that make sense? And if so, is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, you're kind of hinting at this postmodern feel that's kind of
very much so. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. So, and you know, I'm going to qualify this right away. There are some good things to postmodernism in that it makes us question things. It makes us not just blindly accept things and accept them to be true no matter what. There's value in questioning things. In fact, I think Christians need to continually be evaluating their faith by asking questions. And I make that point here in the post. But I think we go too far when we let our postmodernism seep into Christianity to a point at which we say we get to define God like we think we get to define our sexuality, like we think we get to define our philosophy, like we think we get to define X, Y, or Z, and we don't get to define who God is. We have feelings about God that are good and right a lot of the times, especially among people who are believers. But the fact of the matter is we're sinful and we're broken. So a lot of times our feelings about God aren't true. So we have to run to the one source that has true facts about God. The truth about God is a more powerful testimony than our feelings about him, because the truth about God has no lies in it, and sometimes our feelings do. So I think it's really important to remember that we do have an objective truth about God that we can know, and that is his word. And if we study it more, it's not just cold scholarly task, but it helps us to love him better, obey him better, and share him more.
Well stated. Chris Martin, he's the Millennial Evangelical. He's with us here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program talking about what it means to love God with all of one's mind. And Chris, stand by. We will continue with more of the conversation in just a moment. This is really important stuff. If you are the parent or grandparent of a millennial, he's saying some very important things to his younger adult generation. But this matters for my Gen X crowd and for the boomers as well. We'll continue in just a moment. It's the Faith Radio Network. It's now 46 past the hour. It's now 48 past the hour. I am Austin Hill. Great to have you with us on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. From the Faith Radio Network, Chris Martin is the Millennial Evangelical. He has written a blog post, if you will, editorial piece, offering three reasons why one should not be theologically unaware. He says that you can't love what you don't understand if you don't understand God. You can't obey what you don't understand if you don't understand objectively who and what God is. And number three, you can't share what you don't understand. Chris Martin, to the point here, what is the downside? If your generation does not, I guess, get out of this subjectivism within which they have been raised and start to recognize objectively the truths of the Christian faith, the call of the gospel, and who God is, what's the downside for people who can't get outside of this God of their imagination and really see truly who God is? What happens, in your view?
Yeah, I think what happens is you ultimately leave the faith. I think when you construct a God in your mind that's based off of what you think God ought to be or just on logic what you think God is, it doesn't make sense in our human minds why evil would happen, right? So when we are believing in the God we've created, the God we've created wouldn't allow an evil to happen because our minds don't know why evil would happen. So then when evil does happen, we don't know how to reconcile it, and we, quote, leave the faith, even though we weren't really believing the true God of the Bible in the first place. So I write in the piece, and in our present age, you better know why you believe what you believe, or you won't believe it long. And I believe that wholeheartedly. The millennials are technically called Generation Y because you're Generation X, and the one following us is Generation Z. And they figuratively have been called Generation Y, as in the question why. And I think that's great. I think I like that identifier because I think Christians need to constantly ask the question why, because I think it can teach us some of the most important, valuable truths of our faith.
I would say so. What do you say to older generations who, and I'm going to presume your parents were probably baby boomers. What do you say to the baby boomer generation who maybe didn't ask why often enough, but also have not reconciled themselves perhaps adequately with the objective truths of God and the universe, so to speak?
Yeah, it's funny. I was listening to you about 45 minutes before I came on, and I heard you wondering when I was born. I was born in 1990, so I'm presently 24 years old. My parents are right on the edge of Gen X and Baby Boomer. And I think what Baby Boomers did a disservice to younger Christians. They did a lot of great things for us. One of the things they could have helped us out more on was that why question. And I think what we lose when we don't ask why is we end up doing a bunch of religious things, and we don't know why we're doing any of them, so they just become practice, and they just become baseless religion that has no feeling or understanding behind them. And so then when we really do get pushed with why questions, or we get pushed with scientific studies that prove there's not a God, so they say, or these various things happen, and people ask us, well, how can you believe that, or why do you believe that, or why do you go to church, why do you do this or that, and we don't know how to answer those questions, our faith is going to break because we don't know why anything. So I think boomers could have done us a little bit more help by answering more of that question and doing more than just practicing faith.
Very well stated. Chris Martin, he's the Millennial Evangelical. And by the way, I was chiding him and teasing a little bit with the big super high-tech criticism and critique a few moments ago. I do want to offer to you a digitally induced round of applause, please, because go ahead and roll that, because this little electronic golf clap for you, my friend, because this whatever app you're using, you've got a microphone plugged into your mobile phone and you're using an app. Is that what I understand what's going on here?
Yeah. So I'm using my iPhone headphones that have the little mic on it. And then I'm talking to you through this app that's going right into your switchboard, I think.
I think so. This is very cool. My goodness, I wish boomers and Gen Xers and millennials understood. Well, listen, Aaron, we should notify all our guests about this technology. This is like way better. Huge improvement. Listen, I do want to, and this is the lighter side of our discussion here, but I do want to note that you tweeted on your at ChrisMartin17 Twitter account about your appearance here today, and I dutifully retweeted that, and I appreciate it. I noticed the language that you used. You said, tune in to myfaithradio.com. And see, you know where I'm going with this, because I'm just trying to think like a millennial here and be super cool with, you know, the digital technology that surrounds us, like you are, Chris Martin. Wouldn't the vernacular be, see, your parents' generation would say tune in because they go to a radio. Wouldn't the vernacular be log on? Just curious. You know, we're mincing words here and I'm just having fun again, but isn't there something to that?
No, you're exactly right. My parents are actually listening right now, and they are logged on and not tuned in. And so I think, you know what this is? This is me showing my Gen X side. I'm going to have a real hard time reaching those Gen Zers who are just logging on. They're going to hear me say tuned in. They're going to hear me say tuned in, and they're going to say, what are you talking about? What am I tuning? I don't get this.
Yeah. What, AM? You mean, is that different from PM? I get it. Chris Martin, he's the millennial evangelical. Find his piece at myfaithradio.com. We always welcome people tuning in and logging on both. Chris, great fun. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Very thoughtful conversation. And thanks for having fun with this and enlightening us all at the same time. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Austin.
54 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. It's Friday. Glad you're with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.